Welcome to the Georgia Today podcast from GPB News. Today is Thursday, March 30th. I'm Orlando Montoya. On today's episode, Sine Die has come and gone. We'll tell you what bills did and did not advance on the final day of the 2023 legislative session. Electric car owners might soon be paying more for their vehicles under newly passed legislation. Plus, the home of the Masters is hosting a women's tournament this week. Those stories and more are coming up on this edition of Georgia Today. State lawmakers ended their 2023 legislative session late last night, giving final passage to a number of bills while leaving others behind. The House and Senate both passed a $32 billion state budget, pushed through in the Senate by Appropriations Chairman, Vidalia Republican Blake Tillery.
I bring to this body the conference committee report to House Bill 19, the state's FY24 general appropriations budget. It's $32.4 billion. It funds every agency from this body, the legislature, to veterans at the end and the services that we provide for our veterans.
The budget that begins in July includes full tuition for all college students receiving a HOPE scholarship, but it cuts $66 million from the University System of Georgia. It also includes pay raises for state employees, public school teachers, and law enforcement officers. Lawmakers from both chambers did not agree on a bill to require cash bail for more crimes, and it failed to pass. In a lengthy debate, some Democrats, including Lawrenceville State Representative Greg Kennard, argued the bill puts privilege over justice.
In our current criminal system, you're treated better if you're rich and guilty than if you're poor and innocent. Therefore, wealth, not culpability, is impacting our justice outcomes.
Other closely watched measures that did not pass include a bill to improve mental health care and a bill to offer vouchers to children attending low-performing public schools. In the House, Speaker John Burns adjourned the chamber shortly after midnight.
On the motion to adjourn, Leader, this House stands adjourned. Sine die!
Going to the governor's desk are many of his priorities, including a pair of $1 billion income tax breaks, the full funding for HOPE scholarship recipients, and the pay raises for state employees and teachers. The Senate also passed legislation to stiffen penalties for gang crimes, a measure sought by Kemp. Senate Bill 44 adds a mandatory 5 years to prison sentences for anyone convicted of a gang crime and 10 years for anyone convicted of recruiting minors into a gang. Governor Brian Kemp told GPB's lawmakers that he didn't have to weigh in on a lot during the 40-day session.
We really had an agenda that a lot of people on both sides of the aisle could get behind, and we didn't have to, so-called flex our muscles too much.
Some Kemp-supported bills failed to pass, however, including a bill to offer private school tuition vouchers to children attending low-performing public schools. A bill to increase funding for mental health failed in the legislature as well. But advocates say they're still hopeful, given its bipartisan support. GPB's Ellen Eldridge has that story.
HB 520 included funding for supportive housing, treatment, and county-based mental health coordinators to work with police. But since this is year one of a two-year legislative session, it could return in 2024. Jeff Breedlove with the Georgia Council for Recovery called the bill delayed, not dead, and says they will continue to work on its passage.
And it might not be the exact outcome that many folks we're looking for, but the good news for my community is that we are moving the ball forward. We are addressing the broken system.
The bill passed the House earlier in the session, but never made it to the Senate floor. Opponents cited its potential price tag. For GPB News, I'm Ellen Eldridge.
Even though HB 520 failed on the final working day of the legislative session, state lawmakers in the House were successful in a last-minute attempt to salvage part of it, GPB's Sophie Gratis reports.
House Bill 520, filed largely with bipartisan support, would have clarified definitions for people with behavioral health needs and secured funding for mental health services. A Senate Health Committee postponed a vote on the bill last week, and it never made it to the floor. Lieutenant Governor Burt Jones told GPB's lawmakers on Wednesday that the proposed $72 million price tag on the bill was just too high for a Senate agreement. In an effort to pass part of the bill, House lawmakers presented an amendment on Wednesday to existing legislation, Senate Bill 23. The amendment secures data sharing and analysis between state agencies and the Office of Planning and Budget. That can help with future policymaking in areas like public and behavioral health. SB 23 also repeals inactive commissions and councils. It passed 48-1. For GPB News, I'm Sophie Gratis.
And after rounds of updates, the Georgia House and Senate have agreed on the latest electric vehicle regulation bill and sent it to Governor Brian Kemp to sign. GPB's Amanda Andrews has more.
The last major change to the bill was setting the new rate for a new tax on charging your car. That's 2.84 cents per kilowatt hour charged. For the average driver, that can mean a tax of $100 or more on top of the over $200 annual registration fee Georgia electric vehicle owners already pay. That's prompted complaints from EV owners like Betty Holland. Holland is a member of the EV Club of North Georgia, and she says this new tax is unfair.
Because you're trying to build the electric vehicle industry in Georgia, and here they are double taxing people for the privilege of using an electric vehicle.
Once Governor Kemp signs the bill, the new tax will go into effect January 1st, 2025. For GPB News, I'm Amanda Andrews.
Now, we've been telling you about a number of closely watched bills, but among the bills going to the governor's desk that did not receive a lot of attention this year, one might interest fans of two popular water sports. GPB's Benjamin Payne reports.
The bill would prohibit wakeboarding and wake surfing within 200 feet of a shoreline or an idle boat. It would also outlaw the sport between sunset and sunrise. Republican State Senator John Kennedy spoke in favor of the bill's passage.
It's a lot of fun, but the problem is the large wakes that are being created are causing property damages, it's causing damages to boats, it's causing damages and safety issues, and it's causing some advanced erosion issues in the lakes around our state.
There are some exceptions to the bill. It doesn't apply to privately owned lakes, nor to a narrow band of inland water channels west of the Atlantic Ocean known as the Intracoastal Waterway. The bill would bring Georgia in line with neighboring South Carolina and Tennessee, which already have similar laws on the books. It now heads to Governor Brian Kemp. For GPB News, I'm Benjamin Payne.
The 2023 Augusta National Women's Amateur began yesterday. 72 of the world's top amateur golfers are competing in Augusta. World number one and Stanford sophomore Rose Zhang opened with a 66 and has a one-shot lead over Andrea Lignell of Sweden, a senior at Mississippi. The second round continues today at Champions Retreat. The final round is Saturday at Augusta National Golf Club, the home of the Masters Tournament, which begins next week. And that's it for today's edition of Georgia Today. If you haven't yet hit subscribe on the podcast, take a moment to do it now and keep us current in your feed. And if you have feedback, let us know. We're always open to hear suggestions. You can email us at georgiatoday@gpb.org. I'm Orlando Montoya, pleased to be with you today. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.